相信这个东西后来又影响了康德。
I believe that this influenced Immanuel Kant.
这是西方一些很特别的地方。
Oh, this is where the West is special.
所以当东方的哲学在谈智慧、知识的时候，都是以人、以自然为本的。
Eastern philosopher will place emphasis on the human being when they talk about wisdom.
西方不是如此。
Not so for the West.
是以神为本的。
It is based on God.
神启示人。
That God would reveal himself.
引导人。
That he would guide us.
神把人的理性跟自然没有办法使我们明白的真理直接告诉我们。
And he tells us directly the truth that we cannot understand by ourselves.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以呢，希腊人是求智慧。
And so the Greeks seek wisdom.
希伯来人是求神迹。
The Hebrews seek miracles.
我们确实传定十字架的耶稣基督。
But we preach Jesus crucified.
那么今天读的这一段圣经里面，
this, within this passage we have read,
这一大堆事情经过了以后呢，
tells us all this, after all this incident,
神又对雅各显现。
God appeared to Jacob again.
启示亚伯兰的上帝。
The God that has revealed himself to Abraham.
启示以撒的上帝。
Also, it's the same God that revealed himself to Isaac.
启示以撒的上帝。
The God that revealed himself to Isaac.
启示雅各的上帝。
Also revealed himself to Jacob.
上帝被称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
That is why we say it's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这与所有的宗教所讨论的神是不一样的。
Different from the gods of other faith.
所有的宗教所讨论的神不是启示的神。
The gods of other faith is not a revealer.
而亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝是启示的神。
But the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob reveals himself.
所以神这一次看到雅各的时候，
this time when he appeared to Jacob,
他就起来。
He says, arise,
往伯特利去，
go to Bethel,
你在哪里做一座坛给上帝，
and build an altar there to God.
就是那一位救你脱离以扫的时候在路中保佑你的上帝。
Who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau.
就是上帝对雅各讲他要筑坛给另外一个上帝。
This is God saying to Jacob to build an altar for another God.
这个很奇怪的事情。
Very strange.
所以这里隐藏了神的多位格的层次在里面。
Implicitly we see different persons of God.
圣经这样的记载有好几处。
The Bible recorded in this way many a few times.
这是启示者的奥秘。
This is the mystery of the revealer.
上帝把自己启示给人的时候，
when God revealed himself to men,
启示人的上帝是把被启示的上帝启示出来的上帝。
The God who revealed himself to man is revealing the revealed God to man.
神是启示者。
God is the revealer.
神启示的时候是把神启示出来。
When he reveals, he is revealing God.
人因为神主动的启示才认识被启示的神。
And because God has revealed himself to us, we understand the revealed God.
上帝是启示者。
God therefore is the revealer.
上帝也是被启示者。
He is also the one being revealed.
上帝是借助他的神性把启示的跟被启示的神启示出来的第三个位格。
And he is also the one who shows us divinity by revealing us to us the revealed God.
这样说，圣父启示。
We say God the Father reveals.
人就透过圣子认识圣父。
And through the God the Son, we understand God the Father.
圣灵把圣父在圣子的荣耀里面向人显明出来。
And it is the Holy Spirit that shows us the Father in the glory of God the Son.
这个很大的奥秘。
There are great profound wisdom here.
这段圣经说什么呢？
This passage says,
上帝对雅各说，
God said to Jacob,
起来，
go up,
上伯特利去，
to Bethel,
住在那里，
and settle there,
要在那里做一个坛给上帝，
and build an altar there to God,
就是那一位从前保佑你在路上平安的上帝，
who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother.
这个上帝启示这个雅各要为那个上帝做一个坛。
And so this God revealed to Jacob to build an altar for that God.
你刚才读的有没有感到有一点不一样啊？
Did you feel realize the subtlety here?
上帝对他的儿子说，
God said to his son,
你是我的儿子，
You are my son,
我今日生你，
I have begotten of you today.
那么另外一段圣经又告诉我们，
But another passage says,
论到子说，
As with regard to the son,
上帝啊，
God,
因为你喜爱公义，
Because you love justice,
你恨恶罪恶,
and you hate sin,
所以上帝喜悦你,
and so God loves you,
就是你的上帝,
that is your God,
用喜乐油来膏你这个上帝,
will anoint you with the oil of joy.
你说我不听不要紧, 也听也乱,
it seems very confusing.
你明白了吗?
You understand?
上帝啊,
God,
因为你喜爱公义,
because you love justice,
你恨恶罪恶,
you hate sin,
所以上帝就是你的上帝, 就用喜乐油来膏你了,
and so God, your God, anoint you with the oil of joy.
高上帝的上帝
so there is a God that anoints.
有一个被上帝高的上帝
there is a God that has been anointed by God.
为什么上帝高他
why would God anoint him?
因为上帝喜欢他
because God loves him.
为什么喜欢他呢
why God loves him?
因为他讨上帝喜欢
because he's pleasing to God.
他怎么讨上帝喜欢呢
how was he pleasing?
因为他喜爱公义恨无罪哦
he loves justice hate the sins.
所以重上帝的义
And so God is free.
上帝用喜乐油膏他
and so God anoint him with oil.
圣父用圣灵膏圣子
The God the Father anoint God the Son with God the Holy Spirit.
圣子照着圣父是喜欢的来蒙受圣灵的充满。
The Son did what the Father is pleased, and so he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
这样的圣经是很奥妙的。
These Bible passages are profound.
圣经好几处这样告诉我。
And we see it in several places.
上帝耶和华上帝。
Jehovah God
就从天上耶和华那里降下火来烧灭了所多玛蛾摩拉
I sent fire from God to burn up Sodom and Gomorrah
地上的这位上帝
And so the God who is on earth
就从天上那一位上帝降火来烧灭所多玛蛾摩拉
Call upon God in heaven to send fire
所以在整个启示的逐步过程的中间
In the progression of revelation
你就看见亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的上帝根本不是其他宗教人理想人心灵的败坏产生出来的假神
You will see the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob is not product from evilness and human thinking
乃是那位向人显现的上帝
But a God who has revealed himself to mankind
启示自己的上帝
A God who has revealed himself
神是启示者
God is the revealer
神是被启示者
He is also the one being revealed
神是透过启示的灵把自己启示出来的上帝
And through the Holy Spirit, He revealed Himself.
很奥秘
It's great mystery.
我们感谢上帝
But we give thanks to God.
这些原则在创世纪就隐藏着
We see these principles implicitly in Genesis.
那么在这三代的中间呢
Within these three generations,
他们的特权
They have special powers.
就是领受这一位启示的人对他们说话
They have special privilege is to receive the word from the revealer.
雅各是很特别的一个人
Jacob was most special.
雅各的生命是可歌可泣
He led a very dramatic life.
雅各的生命是有血有肉
A life with flesh and blood.
雅各的生命就像每一个时代你我起起落落不稳定的生命
A life like yours and mine up and down.
他是一个败坏一个自私一个说谎一个很狡猾的人
He was a person that was deceitful, selfish and a liar.
但是他是一个紧紧抓住上帝绝对把神的赐福超过世界一切物质享受那种有信仰有依靠上帝心的一个圣徒
But he was also a saint that would grab hold of God understanding that he should rely on God
所以他的生活的矛盾中间呢
He lived in a life of contradiction
他以己摔跤以兄弟摔跤以世界摔跤以仇敌摔跤以舅父摔跤以孩子们摔跤也以上帝摔跤
He struggled with himself, with his uncle, with his friends, with his children and also with God
今天上帝对他说
And God said to him
雅各起来
Go up
到伯特利去
To Bethel
什么意思呢
What does this mean?
你从前在你睡觉的时候做了梦
You had a dream there once
你那个地方你醒过来的时候你知道那叫做上帝的殿
You know that I call that place the place of God
叫做天的门
The gate of heaven
你在那里听过上帝给你的启示
You have heard the news from God there
你醒来的时候
When you awake
你野地没有给毒蛇猛兽所攻击
You were not attacked by wild animals
你逃避没有给你哥哥所追上
Your brother did not catch you when you escaped
你得胜你的兄弟没有被杀
You had victory over your brothers and were not slaughtered
你一路中间虽然野地上帝保护你
And God protected you through the journey
你还记得你早上起来讲什么话吗
Do you remember what you said?
上帝啊如果你保佑我
You said God if you were to protect me
给我足够的饮食
That you give me enough food
使我一路平安
That I have peace throughout
我必回到这里为你建立你的殿
I will come back here and build your temple
我要在这里筑坛感谢你的恩典
And will give you thanks by building an altar
到现在你做了什么
Have you done this?
事情过了
The matter has passed.
保护已经给你了。
Protection has been given.
给你食物已经足够了。
Food has been granted.
你现在回去了。
Now you have to return.
你许多的产业了。
You have lots of wealth.
你许的也你去做。
You have to finish your promise.
我今天我告诉你。
I tell you this.
启示真理给人的神。
God who revealed truth to us.
是活的神。
Is a living God.
不是死的神。
Not a dead God.
不是你只要随便向他许愿烧香他就欢喜的神。
Not a God that is simply pleased because you made some promises.
他要我们尽我们的责任。
He wants us to fulfill our responsibilities.
做我们讲过的事情。
To do things that we promised.
这是神的要求。
This is what God wants.
你不可随便向上帝许愿。
Therefore, do not promise haphazardly to God.
你许了愿，你一定要去还他。
And if you promise things to God, you must fulfill it.
传道书就重新肯定这个事情。
Ecclesiastes again affirmed this.
上帝在天上，你在地上。
God is in heaven and you are on earth.
你的言语要稀少。
You need to speak less.
你的脚步不要随便。
And walk carefully.
你要轻声走，因为神很严肃的。
You are to walk lightly because God is not to be taken lightly.
你一定要去行。
So if you made a covenant with God, you must fulfill it.
如果你许愿不相信，不如不许。
It is better not to make a covenant if you are not serious.
上帝是不可侵犯的。
God is not to be taken lightly.
从那一段的圣经中间，
From this passage,
他们的哲学家想一套很严肃的这个本质差异的大篇长篇大论。
A Danish philosopher actually came with a great thesis of the difference in quality.
那一段的圣经，他发挥了三个观念。
He had three understanding from this passage.
都是用 qualitative difference 做分界的。
It are all about qualitative difference.
第一个是什么呢？
The first one.
Let God be God. Let man be man.
让上帝成为上帝，人成为人。
神是神，人是人，神不是人，人不是神。神与人之间的差别是质。的差异。
God is not man and man is not God. There is qualitative difference.
第二样。
Secondly,
时间是时间，永恒是永恒，永恒不是时间，时间不等于永恒，所以时间与永恒之间是有质量的差别。
Time is time, eternity is eternity. They both have.